Hello and welcome to Pullback Reveal with me, Kev Rook, the interview podcast where we talk to funny people to find out what makes them laugh. So we'll speak to comedians, actors, authors, academics, award winners, sports people, you name it. And we'll find out from them what they find funny and how humour and comedy has influenced their work. So it might get serious from time to time, hey? Why not, hey? But at the end of the day, we'll always come back to the funny. So sit back, relax, put your feet up and enjoy this week's episode of Pullback Reveal. Thank you very much. Hello and welcome to this little taster teaser for you of series two, season two of Pullback Reveal with me, Kev Rook. Hi everyone, I hope you are bloody well and safe out there during these unprecedented times, as we keep hearing them being described at the moment. But no, they are, and life is a bit fucking scary and crazy for all of us, I think, no matter how tough or whatever we may claim to be at the moment, with just obviously what is going on in the world with the old coronavirus, or COVID-19 if you're on a bit more personal terms with it. Absolutely crazy, and genuinely I hope that you and all of your families are keeping safe and well, and keeping your peckers up as best you can. And that's where we come in, I hope. And hopefully over the next few weeks and months, Series 2 is going to be able to help you out a little bit as we chat to, as always, a ton of brilliant comedians, musicians, academics, authors, whatever they might be, their background, but people that kind of I have come across in a way that has sort of led me to think these are good people for you to hear about as well. So some names you're going to know for definite, 100%, names and faces from your TV screens, from the world of comedy especially, that you are going to absolutely love the fact that we've got them booked in and lined up to record with us. And also some other people that, as I said, during my bit of promoting I've been able to do during the last few months before this fucking shitstorm hit the fan, and just from generally my interest in comedy and keeping my ear to the ground for you people, some really good new voices, people coming through that are worthy of a bit of a chat to find out what they're up to. And look, obviously let's tackle this now. The whole virus thing, I'm sure, is going to come up in pretty much every interview over the next couple of months that we're doing. It'd be bonkers for it not to. These guys, obviously it's affecting all of us, of course it is, but you know, for stand-up comedians, mass gatherings being cancelled, clubs closed, venues closed, bars closed, this is where these guys and girls go and earn their money, you know, this is how they pay the mortgage and the bills. Maybe we'll talk about it a bit. There are some ways for them to work from home, but not in the normal way that they would go about their business. So it's going to come up, but because of that, what I'm hoping and planning to do is to hit you quite hard and fast with some episodes, especially over the next few weeks, of you know, these conversations need to be getting out to you after a couple of days, because things change so bloody quickly at the moment, don't they? We don't want any of it to sound too dated for you. So if you're able to keep up with us, fantastic. If not, at the very least, you're going to have a good old stockpile of Pullback Reveal episodes to dip in and out of whenever you get chance. And no, that'd be great. You know, it's great to be back. I apologise for the hiatus that we had. Kind of October time last year was when I decided I'm going to start a comedy festival. That's a good idea. I went about organising and starting to sort that, and obviously everything that is going on now means that that will not be taking place in 1 month's time, as it would have been in the last weekend of April, unfortunately. And yeah, I'm sure you can imagine how gutted I am about that. We'd sold really, really close to 1,000 tickets, and that was when we still had about 2 months to go until the first gig of the festival. Load of shows already sold out, others with really good numbers, a great buzz about it, you know, everything. I was so happy with it all, but obviously we've got no choice now, all the venues are shut, but the only right thing to do, and we made the call actually before old Boris got round to telling the pubs to pull the shutters down. We came to the decision that we just couldn't keep going with promoting and spending money as we were on so much stuff for the festival when it was an unknown of if it would be able to happen, and obviously is not the right thing for us to be doing at this moment in time anyway. Even if we could do, even if the rules allowed, we all need to do our bit, obviously. And yeah, stay bloody inside and try not to go mad with the wife and kids. Obviously, I'm sure there's lots of people in that boat, or husbands, or you know, aunts, uncles, whoever you're enjoying spending this quality time with, whoever it might be. But no, we'll be back with that, and really can't wait to start promoting again, getting out there, setting up some gigs. God, there's going to be one hell of a party when all this is over. Fucking hell. I think if the virus doesn't get you, probably alcohol poisoning or some kind of overdose, when we're told that we can get back out there and use the bars and the venues again, it's going to be absolute carnage. Fuck knows how they're going to police that. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to get well stuck in. All right, hope you do as well. So we're going to keep you positive. We will be touching on some of this stuff, obviously. Might get serious at times, but generally, yeah, a little stumble there. You see, I'm a bit out of sorts. I need to get back into this, don't I? What do you mean, Kev? You're always crap at it. Yeah, okay, yeah, that's a fair point. But, you know, we're hopefully going to be spreading a bit of joy here and some love and happiness. And I want to hear from you guys as well. You've got no bloody excuse now. I know you're not busy. You're not doing anything. You're pretending to work. So get in touch on the socials at Paul Bat Reveal. You can get us on Twitter and Facebook with that. There's also at Westids Comfest if you want to keep up with when that bloody comedy festival is going to get relaunched and we can set new dates. I put a bit of me trying to be funny out on that channel from time to time as well. And also, there's another little project bubbling away at Lockdown Comedy as well, where we've got some brilliant videos being given to us, made for us by some amazing stand-ups from all over the place for us to share with you on there. So, at Lockdown Comedy, that's on Twitter and on Facebook as well. So, look, I have managed to rabbit on for 7.5 minutes, which, there you go, there's your evidence that I haven't changed. But no, thanks very much for tuning in, for listening. I can't wait to get stuck back into it again. Bloody love it, you know. And, yeah, hoping that we can spread a bit of joy and, if nothing else, distract you from all the stuff that's going on at the moment. Please do get in touch, send us some messages, you know. We need to talk. I need some fucking contact, you know. So please send us some messages, and we'll all help each other out as best we can through this crazy time that we're living. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking. Thanks very much. We'll see you like mega soon. Next couple of days, episode 1 of series 2. Oh yeah.